What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Chris Pavelski, the CEO of Rumble, just took your GOI money and ran. So I'm out here, guys, late at night, got my coffee going on. It's a slow night for a DoorDash, and I figured why not give you a view of what I'm seeing sitting here in the car, enjoying a nice, cool, somewhat windy and a little rainy Florida night while chugging down my coffee. So, point of this video, the CEO of Rumble, Chris Pavelski, he took your GOI money and he ran with it. So, for those of you guys who don't know, Rumble is owned by Chris Pavelski. Between him and his three other cronies, they own 52% of Rumble, meaning that they have a vast majority of shares in Rumble, okay? Chris owns about 37% of Rumble. Dan Bongino, you know, the guy behind Parallel Economy, right? He also owns about 5% of Rumble, and then the two other people, they own like 5%. So Chris and his cronies, they own 52% of Rumble. Now, if any of you guys out there have been keeping track of the Rumble stock in 3 weeks literally lost over 30% of its value in a matter of not even a full 3 weeks, actually, you know. So, wow, did you guys see that? That's lightning, you know. It's very, very far away. The ocean is actually that way, right in front of us. So I guess there's a mini storm above the ocean. So, all right, so Rumble stock in a matter of a couple of weeks, not even a full 2 weeks, actually. I'm just making this video a little bit late because, you know, I got nothing going on for me on a slow Wednesday night. Kind of like how Chad doesn't have something going for him, so he like goes to some thought's house, and Nagasaki Hiroshima's her back, you know. It's a slow Wednesday night, so I do usually things that you normally wouldn't do, right? So anyways, so Rumble stock in a matter of a couple of weeks, it went from a high of $8 and like 40 some cents all the way down to like $5.50. It actually dropped all the way down to $5.27 10 in the morning. All right, so for those of you guys who don't know what's going on, Chris and his three other cronies, thanks to the Security and Exchange Commission, they were not allowed to sell Rumble stock, you know, because when they went public last year, or a little bit over a year ago, I guess they were not allowed to sell the Rumble stock because, you know, imagine if you're the owner of a company, your company goes on the stock market, it explodes in price, and then you sell off all your stock and the company turns out to be like a fake dud, and then all of a sudden you literally ran away with everybody's money, and now people are sitting around, you know, holding the bag, which is exactly what happened with Rumble. I'm gonna turn on the car, guys, because there we go. Let me turn on the car, get the windows up. All right, there we go. Don't want to turn up the AC all that high because, you know, it's actually the defroster. The AC doesn't work, but the defroster actually works. But it really works when the car is moving, or if it's like at night where it's kind of cool and breezy outside, that's when it works. But obviously I'm just doing this so we can pull up the windows and hopefully not have the rain ruined the video. Why do I even need the wipers on, really? I'm not going anywhere. Hopefully the rain stops. This is Florida. Rain comes in out of nowhere, like a flash flood. And 15, 20 minutes later, it's as if, you know, there was no cloud in the sky, you know. That's just Florida for you. Anyway, so, going back to what I was telling you. So, Chris and his cronies, they were not allowed to sell their Rumble stock until like a few days ago, okay? They could start selling it on the 15th of this month. And if you guys take notice, the real nosedive that Rumble took, it actually started less than a week ago, okay? On September 16th, that's when Rumble began to take a nosedive from 840-something down to the 550-something that it is right now. Now, Chris, he promised he's not gonna sell his stock because he believes in the mission of Rumble, you know, freedom of speech and all that bullshit. Guys, use your motherfucking brain, okay? Literally, days after Chris and his cronies were allowed to sell Rumble stock takes a nose dive. I don't think you have to be a smart ass to realize that maybe, just maybe, the guys who own 52% of Rumble are selling off of their, are selling off their stock. Guys, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. Rumble is controlled opposition, okay? Andrew Tate is controlled opposition. Fresh and Fit are controlled opposition. Guys, this whole thing of, oh, YouTube is demonetizing us, come to Rumble, that's because they want goitards. You know, that's the word I came up with, goitard, you know? I came up with goitainment, like entertainment for goyim, like fucking football. Well, now, you know, instead of calling them retarded goyim, I'm gonna call you goitards, okay? So Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, it's all, even Steven Crowder and that loudmouth, fat ass, whatever his name is, Alex Jones, it's all goitainment, guys. This is all for goitards to think that somebody out there actually gives a damn and is standing up for them. But in the reality of the matter, guys, what did Fresh and Fit, what did Andrew Tate, what did Alex Jones do? Nothing. They didn't change any laws. They didn't stop anything. You know, they just blah, 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 kind of like a woman, right? You know, their mouth keep on moving, but they really don't do anything of concrete action. And again, it's all CIA assets who are there to give goitards, aka dipshit normies like TFM likes to call you, they're there to let you guys vent and give you the illusion that somebody's actually looking for you, and in reality they're just making money off of you guys. You know, all these right-wing people, they're all making money off of you, okay? Alex Jones and his whole, oh, they're gonna sue me for $1 trillion, he made money off of you guys. Fresh and Fit, when they got demonetized, they made money off of you guys. When Andrew Tate got demonetized, they made money off of you guys. You guys need to understand, man, Rumble is paying tens of millions of dollars to Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, Steven Crowder, and guess what? They're using your money. At the end of the day, Rumble is using your money to make Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, rich. Okay, Steven Crowder, okay? So this whole notion that the right-wing people are finally waking up, you know, the people like you guys might be waking up, but the people in charge, they don't give a flying fuck, man. All they care about is making their money. Because at the end of the day, these guys are gonna be fine, okay? Fresh and Fit, Steven Crowder, Alex Jones, they're all working for the CIA. They're gonna be fine, guys, okay? To them, this is a money grab. Do you guys know when you donate money to Donald Trump, that money is not tax deductible? You wanna know why? Because that money goes into Donald Trump's freaking pocket. You know, that mugshot of Trump, you know, which is again a CIA psyop. Donald Trump, because of that mugshot, he made millions of dollars, you know. Imagine not having to work. I mean, honestly, guys, what the fuck does Fresh and Fit do? What the fuck does Steven Crowder do? What the fuck does Alex Jones do? Please tell me something, Steven Crowder, Alex Jones, Fresh and Fit. Please tell me something that these guys haven't been saying that TFM, Sandman, Hammerhand, and just about everything here on MGTOW TV that we have been saying. You know, I know some of you guys are going to say, well, you know, Alex Jones, he's right about 9/11. Guys, I've been telling you that motherfucking shit for 10 motherfucking years, you know. So again, between all of us content creators on MGTOW TV, there's absolutely nothing Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, Alex Jones have been saying that we haven't been saying. But are any of us multimillionaires? You know, I'm in the parking lot waiting for a freaking DoorDash order. So what does that tell you, guys? We're not multimillionaires, you know. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Trump actually does have major stock in fucking in Rumble. Look it up. Type in, does Trump own Rumble? Trump's media company, I think they're one of the main investors of Rumble. So again, this to them is literally free money, easy money on behalf of goitards, you know. You guys need to understand, Rumble is a money-losing business. MGTOW TV is a money-losing business. There is no money in video sharing platforms. Number one, all these videos, they have to be stored somewhere, okay? Number two, all those live streams, they cost bandwidth. They cost money, okay? You know, if a video does not have an ad playing on it, that video is nothing but a total waste of money to the platform, okay? If you're not donating to a content creator when they do a live stream, that live stream is nothing but a total monetary waste to the platform, you know. This is why I'm actually happy with Rumble, because when TFM has a live stream on Rumble, all you guys go watch it on Rumble, but yet we are TFM's main payment processor, so your money comes to me while your eyeballs go to Rumble, which is great, by the way, because you lessen my cost. You have less stress on my resources when you go over to Rumble, you know? So I've had some people in the beginning when I started MGTOW TV 4 or 5 years ago saying, yo, Amr, can we invest with you? And I tell them no, because you're gonna lose your money, okay? Guys, how Chris Pavelski and Dan Bongino and their other cronies did Rumble, that would be like me, Sandman, TFM, and Terrence Pop conspiring to come together, do MGTOW TV, say we're fighting for the small man, you know, we're fighting oppression and we're all for freedom of speech, you know. And we take MGTOW TV on the stock market. You goitards out there, put your money into MGTOW TV. And then later on, you know, we sell our shares in MGTOW TV. And then we come on and we say, oh man, they're trying to silence us. Support MGTOW TV, you know. Have you guys taken notice that Russell Brand happens to be in a pickle right about now because Rumble is going down in the stock market? Guys, Use your motherfucking brain. Remember when the so-called Matrix let Andrew Tate out on the day the Matrix was originally released? Guys, that's the Jews telling you in no uncertain terms, you guys are a bunch of fucking retards and we're toying with you and we can't believe you guys are this dumb, okay? So, Russell Brand got demonetized on YouTube. Now, Russell Brand is a CIA asset, okay? Somebody on MGTOW TV a couple of days ago uploaded a video with Russell Brand having a BFF moment with a hardcore dirty Jew / Zionist. I think his name was Samson Hariri or something like that. He's a gay, dirty Jew. How can he be a Jew and be fucking gay, man? Tell me how that works. You're not even supposed to be alive if you're fucking gay, you know, as a Jew, okay? Look it up. God in the Torah says, if a man sleeps with a man the same way they sleep with a woman, stone him to death, you know? So, there you go. Dirty Jew / Zionist. Fucking, what's his name was hanging out with him. I think the lane is gone. Yeah, the lane is gone. I don't want to waste my gas, you know, on this. So let me, okay. Lights are off. You know, this is an old car. The battery might be going bad. I don't want to leave the lights on or the radio on. I don't want to, you know, have the battery die out on me. Anyway, so Russell Brand is a CIA asset, guys. He's a very, very likable person, you know. Believe it or not, Russell Brand was the only comedian that I ever saw in person. I remember like 10 years ago, he had a comedy tour here in Coral Gables. And I went and I drove all the way down there to see Russell Brand in action, you know. So he is a likable person. Don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, he is a CIA asset and he's a Zionist minion. You guys need to ask yourself, man. How the hell can you be like Russell Brand or anybody else for that matter if you're not sucking Jew cock? I mean, they will not allow us to advertise MGTOW TV, for God's sakes, you know. They constantly try to MGTOW TV on the App Store, you know. So what does that tell you, man? If you are really an enemy of the Jews, they want to make it as if you don't even exist, you know. Because here's the deal, man. Here's the deal, you know. What if these Zionists come out and say, oh, look at MGTOW TV. Look at these anti-Semites and woman haters. And people come to MGTOW TV. They're going to be like, oh, shit. MGTOW is the truth, the way. Which supposedly is what I have on my t-shirt, you know. I told you guys, I got merchandise for MGTOW TV. But I have a little bit more important stuff to do code-wise than hawk merchandise, at least for right now. But the thing I'm trying to tell you guys is that the Jews don't want the world to know MGTOW TV exists, because if people, in particular young men, they come here, especially Muslim men, a lot of you Muslim guys out there, you guys are a lost cause. So if young men, in particular Muslim men, come to MGTOW TV, they're gonna be like, oh shit, this really is the truth, the way. So what the Jews do, they make it impossible for you to find MGTOW TV. If you go on YouTube, on Google, and you type in MGTOW TV doesn't show up at all. You have to specifically type in MGTOW TV, you know. So what does that tell you? But yet you got Russell Brand out there. It's like, how do you think this guy just turned on the Jews, you know, he woke up one day? No, he's a Zionist puppet, guys. Come on, man. So what you guys need to understand is that the Jews are... Let me pull out my car keys, you know, in case it's taking up battery. God damn it, is a rain bag? Do I have to start up the car and roll up the window again or some dumb shit like that? It's not that bad. I'll wait for it to get worse before I roll up the window. So... at the end of the day, guys, Rumble is nothing more than a right-wing scam to make money off of retarded goyim. And if you guys want to play the Rumble scam, I'm gonna tell you how you guys can potentially make money with the Rumble. Now keep in mind, I'm not a financial analyst, I'm not licensed, I'm not insured, I never did the stock market, I don't have stock in Rumble, but here's what I took notice, guys. Watch the Rumble stock live. That's what I do, okay? And because I wake up at like 9, 10 in the morning when the stock market opens, because I'm working on MGTOW TV during the day before I do DoorDash, I get to see Rumble stock from the time they open up until they close at 4 o'clock at night. So here's what I took notice with Rumble in the past few days, okay? When Rumble starts out at like 9, 10 in the morning, their stock goes down, okay? So the stock was like 565 when it opened this morning. Then by 10 o'clock, it went down to 527, right? It went down all the way to 527. But then by like 3 o'clock, it went all the way up to like 571, okay? Now, here's what you guys out there need to understand, man. When Rumble stock goes down like this, it means that the owners of Rumble, you know, people like Andrew Tate, you know, Andrew Tate, I don't know if he owns Rumble, but he probably owns a lot of Rumble stock. Same thing with Fresh and Fit. So what these guys do, Steven Crowder definitely owns Rumble stock, you know, as far as we know. So what these guys do, I have to roll up the window, guys. Otherwise, the rain is coming into the car. I don't want the electronics to lose. All right, let me roll up the window again. Yeah, I'd rather waste a dollar or two in gas than have the electronics in this car go bad and waste God knows how many hundreds of dollars on that. So, going back to what I was telling you guys. So, Rumble stock in the morning, it goes down because the founders and people who own the big people who got in early on the Rumble scam, they sell their money. And then, of course, Rumble has somebody like Russell Brand saying, "Oh my God, I'm demonetized on YouTube. Go to Rumble, support Rumble, buy Rumble stock." And then Rumble stock goes up and up and up and up, okay? And then overnight, the Rumble owners and the main investors of Rumble, they sell their money overnight. That's why Rumble opens up low in the morning. And of course, the retarded goyim are like, "Yo, man, the elites are trying to take down Rumble. Let's go buy Rumble stock." Guys, I saw Rumble stock go down like this, then come up. And when it was coming up, it was going down. If you guys take notice, when Rumble stock goes up after noon, it goes up, comes down, goes up, comes down, goes up, comes down. Why? What's going on? That's because the owners of Rumble and the scam artist who got in early on Rumble, they're selling off their stock. And at the same time, you idiots are coming in, pumping up their stock, man. This is what you guys need to understand. You guys are pumping Rumble stock while the owners are selling off Rumble stock. Now, the big guys like Andrew Tate and Fresh and Fit, they probably sold off their Rumble stock early on. And right now, they're probably going to be buying Rumble stock when it's very, very low. You guys need to understand, Rumble stock, right now, Rumble stock has been the lowest it's ever been since the inception of Rumble going on the stock market. Let me say that one more time. Rumble stock right now is the lowest it has ever been since Rumble went on the stock market, okay? So again, the owners of Rumble, they're selling off their stock. This is why Rumble lost 30% of its value in just a few days, because the main founders of Rumble, the main investors of Rumble who own 52% of Rumble, they're selling off their share, okay? So they sell off their shares, and of course, you know, people like Fresh and Fit, people like Andrew Tate, They buy when their stock is low, and then they sell at the end of the day before the owner sell more stock overnight. For example, if you bought Rumble stock today when it was $5.27 and you sold it like 4 hours later at 3 o'clock when it was $5.71, that's what, guys? That's like a good 7-8% gain in just 4 hours. So imagine if you bought like $100,000 worth of Rumble stock at 10 in the morning, and then 4 hours later you sell it off. Guess what? You made like $7,000 or $8,000 in just 4 hours. You guys need to understand, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, Rumble is like a roller coaster, guys. It's like a roller coaster on a daily basis. That's because the elites are having fun. They're pumping and dumping the stock. And you retarded goyim, you're like, I'm going to put my money in Rumble because I stand for free speech. Yay, Russell Brand. No, no. They're just taking advantage of you. You know, this is why, the reason why Dan Bongino is so popular on Rumble and why he is a diehard Rumbler, it's because Dan Bongino owns 5% of Rumble. Guys, you guys need to understand, Rumble has a market cap of $2 billion, okay? When Chris Pavelski and his cronies own 52% of Rumble, they have $1 billion, you know? So imagine a bunch of dipshit normies with a money-losing business. All of a sudden, they have billionaire status simply because a bunch of dumb goitards wanted to support free speech and Russell Brand and Steven Crowder and fight the machine, man. See how easy it is to scam righty nutties? This is why nobody respects right-wing people, because you guys are so fucking gullible, so fucking naive. You're so easy to scam. It's like people can't help but scamming you. This is why I told people who wanted to invest in MGTOW TV early, dude, don't invest in MGTOW TV. MGTOW TV is a money fucking losing operation. This is why I'm driving DoorDash. This is why it's 10 o'clock at night in fucking Florida. I'm in a Home Depot parking lot waiting for a DoorDash order because MGTOW TV loses money, and morally, ethically, I can't have somebody else coming into MGTOW TV because they too will lose money. Listen, guys, okay? MGTOW TV, we can find our way to the IPO market just like Rumble did, but guess what? Yeah, me and a couple of MGTOW TV guys, we can become multi-millionaires, but guess what? The average person is gonna be left literally holding an empty bag. You have no morals, values, and ethics, like Hammerhand says, if we let MGTOW TV go on an IPO when it's a money-losing business, okay? You guys need to understand, stocks pay you out dividends when the company is profitable, okay? The company needs, first of all, the company needs to be profitable. Secondly, you need to get in early on the company. You know, the first, it's like any type of a Ponzi scheme, okay? Like Bitcoin. The people who got early on Bitcoin, when Bitcoin was $300, these guys are making money, you know? Even though Bitcoin may have lost most of its value now, guess what? The guys who got in early on Bitcoin, they made their money, you know? I have a second cousin of mine, not the one who stole $20,000 from me and made me lose my restaurant in Egypt. Another one. He was a freaking truck driver here in America. He bought Bitcoin early on. Now he's living a millionaire lifestyle in Egypt, okay? So if you get in early on the scam, you're gonna do fine. But you guys out there who are getting in on the tail end of Rumble, you guys are going to lose your shirt. You know, you're going to lose your money. And another thing you guys need to understand, don't be surprised if YouTube buys Rumble. Let me say that one more time. Don't be surprised if YouTube buys Rumble. And this is the reason why I'm not making this much videos. I'm super busy working on MGTOW TV, because eventually everybody out there who's like, yay, Rumble is the future. Eventually you all gonna come back to MGTOW TV because Rumble is gonna get sold out. Don't be surprised if Rumble gets sold out. It's part of the master plan, guys, okay? Now, the question you guys are probably asking yourself is, well, Amr, if MGTOW TV is a money-losing business, what the hell are you doing? Well, the answer is very, very simple, guys, okay? As you guys know, I started Mitwali Web Services over at mitweb.co. We sell VPNs, we sell hosting services, okay? That's where I'm gonna make the money, okay? So, right now, guys, I'm using MGTOW TV as an ad platform to drive sales over to MWS, which stands for Mitwali Web Services, okay? So, yeah, MGTOW TV might be losing money officially, but you know what? It can be used as an ad resource to drive traffic over to MitWeb. You know, whether you guys buy web hosting or you guys buy VPNs. If you guys watch TFM live stream on Sunday, he's promoting our VPN. In fact, we had like a dozen people buy VPNs through TFM's affiliate link, you know. So there you go, guys. Proof that MGTOW TV, even though it's losing money, is actually pushing money to my other company simply by having content creators like TFM and so on promoting the MitWeb platform. And by the way, guys, if you're gonna buy anything from MitWeb, like hosting or VPNs, buy from the content creator's affiliate link. For example, TFM has his affiliate link on the bottom of his videos, on every one of his videos, okay? I actually did that, you know. For all of you guys out there, all you content creators out there who want to promote Mitwali Web Services, you can go to mitweb.co, sign up for an affiliate link, copy that affiliate link, go into your settings page in MGTOW TV and paste your affiliate link, and that affiliate link will show in the bottom of your videos, okay? So when somebody opens up your video and where it says title, description, your Mitwali Web Services, aka MWS affiliate link will show up. So if somebody buys a VPN from you, you get a one-time fee of $5, kind of like the Brave browser. If somebody buys a web hosting service, you get a lifetime recurring fee of like 10%, I believe, you know. So this is why I'm not promoting MWS on MGTOW TV with affiliate with my banner ads, because I want the content creators to make money, okay? And this is one of the reasons why I like MGTOW TV. I know some of you guys out there have been saying, yo, Amr, if you just get rid of the name MGTOW TV and open it up to something, you know, generic, you'll make more money and get more people on MGTOW TV. Yeah, true. However, I only want men to make money off of MGTOW TV. And I want men like TFM, Sandman, Rare Breed Theory, Line of MGTOW, Hammerhand, Terrence Pop, you know, RPM, you know, Solomon, the realist philosopher, you know, all these guys who've been with us from pretty much day number one, I want these guys to make money, okay? I don't want to open up MGTOW TV with some dumb generic name. As you guys know, I was going to do wootube.tv, but I'm like, you know what, man? MGTOW TV is going to be our little secret, you know? If people come over to MGTOW TV, you know, God has sent them over to us, you know? So I would rather have men making money off of MGTOW TV than some dirty Sharmuta, you know, showing her cleavage and saying, hey guys, if you want to support me, I use my affiliate link to buy a fucking VPN, you know. So that's how I plan on actually making a profit, so I don't have to do DoorDash. By the way, guys, I actually like doing DoorDash. You know, DoorDash is kind of my cope, to be honest with you. And I'll be making a video about that later on. I mean, the video is already 35 minutes long. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that Rumble is a scam. Right now, the whole, Russell Brand getting demonetized. Fresh and Fit getting demonetized. All these people who are telling you go to Rumble, that's because the founders of Rumble, they're all in on it, guys. They want you to buy Rumble stock, and then they sell off their shares, and that's how these guys make money. You guys buy Rumble stock, they sell off Rumble stock, and that's how these guys become billionaires, you know. And again, Rumble has a stock capitalization of a little bit over $2 billion. Chris and his cronies, they own 52% of Rumble, so they do have access to like $1 billion+ if they decide to sell off all their shares, you know. And again, don't be surprised if YouTube buys Rumble, you know. So guys, that's my video for you for today. I thought this video was gonna be 10 minutes long, but now it's like gonna be 40 minutes long. And again, if you guys want to make money off of the Rumble scam, and again, I'm not a financial advisor, analyst, I never did stocks in my life, but here's what you do. Tomorrow morning, open up a browser, go to live market data for Rumble. You're going to see Rumble opens up at like $5.52. It's going to crash by 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. It's going to crash. That's when you want to buy. Then it's going to go up and up and up. And by 3 o'clock, it's probably going to go up by 8 or 9% compared to the low here. So when Rumble opens, guys, Rumble is going to open like right here in the middle top. This is where Rumble is going to open. Then it's going to go down here. You want to buy Rumble when it's down here, not when it's here, okay? So when Rumble opens tomorrow at $5.52, you want to wait for Rumble to go down to like whatever, right? 520, 510, I don't care. Rumble is going to hit rock bottom by 11, maybe noon. And then by 12, 1 o'clock, that's when people are going to start buying Rumble. So you want to buy Rumble when it's at the bottom by lunchtime, because that's when all the normies, you know, come back from lunch, they check their email, they're like, oh my god, Rumble is going down, let's buy Rumble stock. So of course, from 12 onwards, Rumble stock is gonna go up and up and up and up and up, and it's gonna go up by 3 o'clock. It will actually be higher than when it opened. And you want to sell Rumble when it's up by around 3 o'clock. By that time, Rumble has probably gained 8 or 9% compared to down here, okay? That's if you guys want to play the Rumble scam. And again, guys, I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not telling you what to do. This is what I would do. I wouldn't do it because I have morals, values, and ethics. I think Rumble is a scam. I'm really thinking of buying Rumble stock just so I can say, hey man, I got in on the scam, you know. But honestly, I'm really not feeling it because it's immoral and unethical, but at the same time, guys, I want to say I got in on the Rumble scam. I made money off of Rumble, you know. Actually, I am making money off of Rumble if you think about it. Again, when 400 people watch Rumble on TFM stream on Rumble, but they come over to MGTOW TV to donate, heck, I did make money off of Rumble if you think about it, you know. But anyway, guys, that's my video for you today. And again, I'm not a financial analyst. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm just some guy who's been studying Rumble for the past while. I saw a pattern today. No guarantee that pattern will be like that tomorrow. I'm just telling you what I would do if I wanted to get in on this Rumble stock. And again, just like what TFM says, don't take stock advice from a monkey on the internet. Don't take stock advice from a delivery driver at a Home Depot parking lot waiting for pizza to deliver. All right, guys, see you later. Take care. Peace.